Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, National Peace Officers Memorial Day is to honor those who were killed or disabled in the line of duty. In 1962, President Kennedy proclaimed May 15th as National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the calendar week in which May 15th falls as National Police Week, which is Sunday, May 15th of this year through Saturday of May 21st. And joining us on the line is Joe Lapinto, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish. He attended the Memorial Day celebration and had two officers that died in the line of duty, Deputy Stephen Arnold, end of watch May 23rd of 21, and Deputy Al West, end of watch 4-3 of 20. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Noel.
Joe, I attended it once, and I think this was your first. Your thoughts?
Emotional. You know, let's face it, we had 619 families that were honoring their loved ones at this event, not having the event for the last couple of years. So you had, you know, historicals that, you know, died years ago, but then end of 19, all of 20 and 21, officers that had died in the line of duty being honored. So it was very, very emotional events for all of them, just to hear different stories that came out for individuals and how they died, how they were killed.
Yeah, Deputy Stephen Arnold, just as a reminder to the listening audience, was shot five times in the line of duty while executing a high-risk warrant on a DEA task force. I happened to be sheriff at the time, and he succumbed to his injuries many years later. And Deputy Al West, in a previous conversation with you, Joe, you reminded me that he was one of the first COVID deaths here in the state of Louisiana.
He was. In fact, when COVID just started for us here in Jefferson Parish, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. Let's face it, law enforcement doesn't stop because of COVID. 911 still being called. People still need services, and we're still answering those calls and never stopped answering those calls. I made decisions pretty early on when we were looking at over the 65 age to allow our 65 and age year of older to stay at home and not actually work the streets and go out there because of the unknown that we had during that period of time. This was actually before that. Sergeant West was working and happened to back up another officer. That officer had, no symptoms of COVID at the time. I didn't receive the symptoms until the day afterwards, but we were able to track it back pretty easily, being that Sergeant West was a sergeant and had, you know, very, very few calls for services, that is most likely the position of where he caught it and never recovered from the disease itself. Was in the hospital for a while before succumbing to those symptoms.
Joe, I know that you got to spend some time with the families of both officers, and I know because of the delays, because of COVID and the cancellations, their reaction to what they experienced in D.C.?
Well, you know, it's about giving them the exit that they deserve, and I think the family would appreciate the effort that is put in. You know, there are many, many events that happen. You know, all of the top survivors are at, you know, designated hotels. So there are events at each of the different hotels, transportation is taken care of from them for any place that they really need to go. We were able to set up several things in addition to the main events. On Friday night, we had a candlelight vigil on the National Mall, staring at the Washington Memorial with the Capitol right behind us, and a very, moving ceremony where the board puts together a ceremony with everything that we need, whether it's song, taps, the candlelight vigil, and of course, my favorite and worst time is bagpipes, which is always the tearbreaker if you've never heard that at a policeman's funeral. And then on Sunday is the major event, which happens right in front of the Capitol, attended this year by President Biden, who was the keynote speaker. But it's for all of our officers in full dress uniform at either attention or parade rest, as all of the 619 family members came through that in order to get to their seats and being escorted up for their recognition is certainly moving.
No, no doubt at all. Joe, a lot of us in the JP community learned of the passing of Dr. Donald Peterson, who was the department physician. I don't even know how many years. I think it goes back to the 80s, who maybe is one of the most selfless, caring caretaker individuals I ever met in my life. Never knew how to say no. His contributions to the department over the years, before me being sheriff, while being sheriff, and now you as sheriff. Tell us a little bit about Dr. Donald Peterson.
I tell you, calling him the department physician is an understatement, and you know that best, right? You know what I mean? He was everything and anything to everybody. Although he was a doctor by trade, you're right about never knowing how to say no. That man, lived and breathed the community he lived in, and specifically for the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office. Succumbed this past week to, really a short battle with cancer. He's going to be missed tremendously by everyone on our department. I know at least three quarters of our department know him personally, but he's certainly going to be missed by that group of individuals because he was a friend of all of us.
I don't know about you. You may not be old enough to remember Dr. Marcus Welby, M.D., the show that was on TV. Every time I think of Dr. Donald Peterson, I think of him. I mean, he would, if you called him and you needed to get in, he said, I'm on the interstate getting off here at your exit. Why don't I just swing by your house? I mean, really.
He was.
I mean, I've
never ended with him.
I just never seen someone, sacrifice so much for so many other people. I'm just kind of at a loss for words. I mean, he will never, and you hear this, but I mean, I mean it with all sincerity, and I know that you would agree. He'll never be replaced. It's impossible.
No. Yeah. I mean, look, you always have individuals that want to volunteer time or be part of something and be able to come in. I agree with you, but to his level, there is no doubt that he will never be replaced at his level. I mean, it's just impossible to do so, the amount he did. And when you talk to the individuals I spoke with this week, right, I mean, he's been their doctor for the last 30 years, since they started on the department and have been part of it. All right, I need a doctor. At a 21-year-old coming in on the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, I need a doctor. All right, why don't you go see Dr. Peterson? And he's been their doctor the entire life. So the young men and women of my age, that's what we grew up with. I mean, Dr. Peterson was their first doctor, and he never stopped giving back to make sure that this department had every single thing you need. I mean, I was honored. I actually promoted him to a deputy chief position, in the last 4 years in the reserve division. And he was the easiest promotion that you ever make because it was never a position that he would never show up for. I mean, he probably made 85 to 90% of our SWAT calls, would be there on the scene just in case something bad happened, notified, volunteering his time to be out there just in case we needed him.
No, it's true. And, I mean, didn't miss a parade during Mardi Gras. He was always out on the route. I mean, you know, every SWAT call, every JPSO function, I think, that we ever had, if Doc Peterson wasn't there, you noticed.
Right.
You know, I don't know that they say that about the sheriff, quite frankly, in many respects, right?
I think they'd much rather see him anyway. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take that.
No, exactly. And I felt so strongly about it. And thank you for joining us today to talk about the ultimate sacrifice made by Deputy Stephen Arnold and obviously Sergeant Al West and the passing of all of our good friends, and God, I mean, so many people, so many lives that he touched. Dr. Donald Peterson is the department physician for the JPSO. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.